Ebola has been on the minds of many people here in the U.S. over the past year. Media reports showed the horror of the outbreak in West Africa. Hundreds of Americans traveled overseas to fight the disease. And in this country, hospitals and airports came up with plans for dealing with those who had been exposed to the virus. Meanwhile, members of a church in Washington, D.C. were affected by Ebola in ways they never expected. NPR's Anders Kelto has our story.
Trinity Episcopal Church is a beautiful place. There are stone walls, wooden rafters, stained glass windows. And the congregation here is very international. They're from more than 20 countries, including several in West Africa. Reverend John Harmon, who's originally from Liberia, says when Ebola hit West Africa, the church pitched in.
This congregation gave $5,000 and were part of a national effort to send containers to West Africa.
Containers with medical supplies and protective suits. But then, in the midst of all this giving, a funny thing happened. Church attendance went way down. Nearly a quarter of the congregation, 50 people, just stopped showing up. At first, Reverend Harmon wasn't sure why. And then he started getting phone calls from parishioners.
Some folks called to say, you know, I'm not coming to church because I don't know who's traveling.
As in, who's traveling to West Africa. But here's the thing. No one was traveling to West Africa. Most West Africans in the congregation hadn't been back there in years. But still, some church members feared Ebola would somehow creep into the church. The low attendance continued for weeks, and Reverend Harmon started to get concerned. Then, at a church service in October, he finally addressed the elephant in the cathedral.
In the middle of the service, we just had this honest conversation.
You just kind of stopped and were like, we're going to talk about this.
Yes, that's what we did.
He asked parishioners to voice their concerns. And then he had several doctors from the congregation come up and talk about Ebola, including how it spread. Cora Dixon, a church member, says the doctor's talk was reassuring.
Several of them got up and they spoke to the cause and they relaxed our minds.
Then Reverend Harmon asked anyone traveling abroad to skip church for 3 Sundays, even if they weren't traveling to West Africa. He also said it was okay to nod or bow rather than shake hands during the passing of the peace. And he had the ushers put out 2 big bottles of hand sanitizer.
I use them when I get back to the altar. So that visible sign is that we are expressing care for each other.
And at any time, did you ever just kind of feel like this is all a little crazy that we have to do this? I mean, Ebola is thousands of miles away. You don't have people going there. They're so...
Yes, I think it's important to really make people aware and, you know, address that concern.
Since Reverend Harmon addressed these concerns, attendance at Trinity has picked back up, almost to pre-Ebola levels. More people are showing up at community service events, too. Just before Christmas, the church hosted a dinner for homeless people. Adolphus Ukegbu, a church member who was originally from Nigeria, was there helping out, dishing up food and helping lead Christmas carols. Ukegbu said some members of Trinity are still avoiding church events because they're scared of Ebola. But for the most part, things are back to normal.
But since then, everybody peace now, everybody's shaking hands.
And with that, he grabbed hands with the people around him and kept singing. On the second day of Christmas, my true love came. Anders Kelto, NPR News.